with joy how people that suffered many things that we might have this wonderful covering that we have here tonight. And that you were here when I got here. Amen. Somebody stayed on the job. God brought me. Oh, hallelujah. Something I longed for. The love of God. I've been in places where I knew that people didn't love me. Hallelujah. But when I arrived here, I knew it was genuine. I didn't have a revelation of the body of Christ, but God had helped me along the way that when I came to Memphis, I could stay. Amen. Because of what I felt. And I feel it today. Everywhere I go, I thought about the brother talked about, he was the only black man or wherever, whoever. I've been in a lot of those places. But it was the same love. Brother Eckerberry took me to a lot of places. I'm so-called the only one. But I felt the same spirit. Hallelujah. And I knew this was that. I didn't have my eyes open, but I understood it. Something here was different. Can't you feel it tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought of today, brother, they was talking about being blessed, and blessings will overtake you. Paul said he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. That's not vacillating. That's being steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the things of God. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm sure tonight that my labor is not in vain. God wouldn't have ever raised me up from where I was and said to me, now you go tell it. You go herald it. Go magnify my name. Yes. Go glorify me. Yes. He's worthy to be glorified. Amen. He's worthy to be extolled. His name alone is to be exalted. Yes. Amen. That's why I believe Jesus said when he gave those brothers what to pray and how to, he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. His name is to be above every name. For at the name of Jesus, every knee. Hallelujah. This wonderful order, this wonderful place. And so I've been so blessed here in Little Rock. I'll always be blessed. When I come, I didn't come to just to preach. I don't have the preacher's itch anymore. Because I preach to myself. When I feel a little itch, I start preaching to myself. Reminding myself of where I am, what God has brought us to. Oh, hallelujah. So I'm so grateful tonight. Amen. I'm so thankful for what I felt, what this wonderful spirit that we feel. And then after Brother Daniel came, you know, I thought about that. I said, boy, these years I've known him, I never had this kind of fellowship with him. But God knows what we need, doesn't he? He gave me a script. He gave me some things that helped me. My God, how Jesus was acquainted with grief. That did something for me. He's a man of sorrow. We can't go through anything that he doesn't know about. So that gave me greater courage to go on and praise God regardless of what we go through. Because this is wonderful. Like he said, I haven't seen. Ye haven't heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I love him tonight. Amen. I love the Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He first loved us, didn't he? So I'm so grateful. I love him. And he has allowed me to stay around a few years to understand greater things and greater love. Amen. How much he cares. How concerned he is for you and I. I tell you, he's mindful of us. Amen. Doesn't matter what we go through. I went over the 53rd chapter of Isaiah several times since that time, since last Tuesday. Just look how he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised. You know, it pleased the Lord to do that. It pleased God because he had you and I in mind.
That's right.
Amen. He had us in mind. So I'm so thankful tonight. I'm so grateful that God included me. Amen. And I feel like running on. I feel like going on. Amen. I feel like leaping over walls tonight. I do. I feel that song we were singing about, he's in the darkest. What was that song about? He's been my strength. Been my hope. Oh, I've had some dark times. I know you have too. But I can only talk about mine. And he's been there. He's always been there to comfort me. He's the God of all comfort. Praise God. And he'll comfort you when you're in any trouble. That with the comfort, you may be able to comfort others. That's what it's all about, isn't it? We are helpers of one another. And I've been helped since I've been here. My God, I thought this evening, I said, boy, I got to go on. You know, you stay around too long, this thing will get on you. And you don't want to move. You don't want to go. I leave places sometime, I be weeping going down the highway. But it brings joy to know that this is hidden. And God would add you and include you. And so I'm grateful tonight. You know, I thought about when I got a revelation Brother Eckerberry stood on his feet and talked about mystery Babylon. That was the first revelation. When I began to understand anything about this, first of all, it was the love that covered me. Amen. And then I got that great revelation. And hallelujah. But it was later. It was about a year and a half later before I got a revelation of the body of Christ. I heard him talk about it, but I didn't understand. I couldn't put it all together, and it wasn't for me. It had to be a revelation. And then brothers from Tyler, Texas told me I was too starchy. That's why I loosened up. Y'all don't understand why I'm so loose here. I want more from God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. I realized that brother said to me, he said, Brother Harden, you're too starchy. Amen. So I just give in.
Yeah.
And I roll on the floor. While being on the floor, I got a revelation of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Wasn't no question in my mind from that day to this one that this is that. Amen. This is that. Oh, hallelujah. So I'm so grateful. This is what Peter received when Jesus said to him, flesh and blood. It takes God. So that shows us that God is concerned. He had said to me many years prior to that time, he said, other sheep I have that's not of this fold, where I was. I was among 1,100 people. And I thought, you know, I'm the only one out of that group. Yeah. I ain't seen nobody else here. I wouldn't know. You think I wouldn't know? But I'm the only one God brought out of that group of people. Praise God. That boy, I realize I got a reason to shout. I got a reason to lift my hand and bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, I want to give it all. I realize I owe it all. Amen. And then going out to Brother Winer, because he out there working in the garden. We had a good fellowship. Went out and had some food. We talked about things. So I've been blessed since I've been here. Amen. I've been blessed through the word of God, the song, the spirit of God. It's so wonderful. What Isaiah said, unto us a child, talking to the Jewish nation, they rejected him. Unto us a child is born, son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called, his nature, his character, his people, shall be called Wonderful. This is wonderful, isn't it? Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh, hallelujah. And of the increase of his government. That's what I like about it. It doesn't diminish, brother. Increase. That's why I can't understand why people don't have it. Or go at it. Because I had a lot of difficulty, a lot of trouble in my life. I want peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Great peace have they that love thy law and nothing. Thank God tonight. So, amen. I realize the kingdom of God is an increasing kingdom. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Thank God tonight. He said he shall set up on the throne of his father David to establish it with judgment and justice henceforth, even forevermore, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts. Thank God, that's what I feel here tonight. The zeal of the Lord. That's what stirred me up, Brother Weininger. His zeal. Because I told Brother Tally the other day, I came to the conclusion one day, I just stood in the middle of the floor, brother. I saw it, I lost it all. My health was gone, my wife was gone, my age, everything. I'd gotten older, teeth failing, hair getting thin. I had no strength. My God, I didn't have any control over anything. So I give up. Yeah. I surrender all. Oh, amen. I said, Lord, I don't have control over anything. Amen. I realized I didn't choose my mother or my father. I didn't choose my name. I didn't choose the place I was born. The day I was going to be born, I didn't choose to come here because I didn't know where you were. But he stirred me. He got me on the road, brother. He led me divinely by his hand and brought me to a place where he had spoke to me and said, other sheep I have that I must bring also. They shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. That stirred me. I left everything. I told the pastor there, I said, I got to go. He said, where are you going? I don't know where I'm going. He said, well, why are you going? I said, but the one that told me so. He knows where I'm going. Isn't that wonderful? He knows tonight. He knows every tear. He knows our heartache. He knows our down setting. He knows everything about us. So then I realized there's no more I, brother. No more I. But it's the Christ. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. Who loved me. He loved us, brother, and gave himself for us. My God, Paul said, if this thing come by works of the law, he said, then Christ died in vain. He said, but I do not frustrate the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah. So I'm so thankful tonight for the grace of God, because I recognize every morning, Brother Tally, when I wake up over your house, I knew it was the grace of God. Brother, I know that I can't do anything without the help of God. And it's sufficient tonight. Isn't it sufficient? Oh, hallelujah. So I'm thankful, because when I'm weak, then am I strong. Praise God. And I'm thankful for the thing that God give us, and he keep us humble. Oh, hallelujah. That we won't get exalted, won't get puffed up. God knows how to keep us low, doesn't he? Oh, for the abundance of revelation. So I'm so grateful, Brother Goss. Maybe one day I'll get up there. I can get a passport, get out of this country. Amen. But I'm thankful. I don't want to take up a lot of time tonight, hold you. But I've been blessed. I'm so thankful. I feel like praising. I'm going on down the road praising. Because I know it's a good thing to give thanks. I say it's a good thing to give thanks. I found out, brother, it's a good thing. I don't care that's what you go through. That's why Paul said, in everything giving thanks. Giving thanks always for all things, for this is the will of God concerning you. I found great revenue. I found great peace. I found great strength in giving thanks. It's a good thing, the Bible says, Psalm 92, to give thanks. You know, I backed up off of that. I saw the danger in it. When you become unthankful, you become unholy. Oh, your mind become dark. God, let me see it's good to always give praise, give thanks. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Somebody said he didn't have to feel me, but he did. He didn't have to heal me. Ah, glory. I'm healed tonight. I said, I'm healed tonight. Thank God. Bible said, let the sick say I'm healed. By faith tonight, I'm healed. And I don't feel no pain. Amen. Amen. So I just want to go and encourage God's people. Listen, we got it. This is a great God. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. And I love to bless him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. David said, thus will I bless the Lord while I live. I lift my hands in the name of the Lord. I want to lift my hands tonight. Amen. I'm glad nobody had to help me raise them. Praise God. You ought to get them up tonight. I'm not trying to pump you, but you ought to just get them up tonight. Doesn't matter what you're going through. My God, you ought to just praise the Lord because it's a good thing tonight. Hallelujah. I said it's a good thing. Amen. It's a good thing. You doing a good thing here tonight to lift your hands in the name of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Ah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I feel him here tonight. Don't you feel the Lord tonight? God, I feel him. You can't bless him and he don't bless you back. The blessing will overtake you, won't it? I feel him overtaking us here tonight. Amen. God is making a move. We better get in it. I feel a move. The cloud is moving. Amen. What are we standing still for? We know the cloud moving. Praise God. God is making a move. Amen. I said on the other night, if he's not doing it now, then when? Somebody know when he's doing it? I think we better get on the move tonight. Amen. What's wrong with tonight? What's wrong with today? The day is the day of salvation. We wait on everything to get straightened out. Well, I got news. I've been around a while. It ain't never been straight for me. Amen. But I found a gate that was straight. Narrow is the way and straight is the gate that leadeth unto life. And few. Brother God said this morning, maybe 100,000, 40,000, 120,000 been made up. Praise God. And maybe that last few. Maybe like what Elijah saw. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Why not? Let's go in there. Thank God. We got an opportunity. The door is open. Oh, he set before us an open door, didn't he? Amen. He opened it, can't nobody shut it. So I was able to walk in here. The body of Christ. It's a mystery, isn't it? Oh, God, it's a mystery. You can't see it. Child, I don't care. Can't read up on it. We got a lot of scholars out there. They know the Bible from A to Z. Brother Tally got a book over there called God's Promises from A to Z. I've been copying down some things. Yeah, I've been copying down. I opened that book up and it was so good. So many little things in there that helped me along the way. I can get out on the side of the road and praise the Lord. Amen. So it's so wonderful. It's a good thing to be able to glorify God. It's a good thing. I see why Paul could write. In the prison house. At midnight, they sang praise. Something happened, didn't it? We got the story. Don't you believe we got the same God tonight? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. He can loose you, can't he? He set me free one day. My God, I broke out of there. Thank you, Jesus. They told me I had cancer. I broke out of there. Oh, hallelujah. I had a lot of other problems going along with it. My God, I'd have been down in a pit today. I'd have been pitching a pity party. But thank God today I didn't have to go to Pity City. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's a good thing not to go down to Pity City. Oh, you get down there, you start feeling sorry for yourself. Nobody love you. But I think today God love us, don't he? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Brother been reiterating that John 3:16. That's the greatest love story. That's better than Abelard and Josephine. God, John, woo! Ain't no love story like John 3:16. Amen. I don't care about Abelard and Josephine. Oh, man. I don't know who that. They wrote a love story. Yeah, that's it. There's no love story like John 3:16. And God included me and you. So we're so blessed tonight. I want to remind you again, you're blessed. You've been around a long time, you're so blessed. Woo! I just got here and I'm blessed. I know that I am. Since Jesus, what is that song? I hear so many songs. Since Jesus took control of my life. Hallelujah. Why don't you let him take control tonight? Let's not just sing the song. A lot of folk galloping in the game. They just singing. One night they were singing a song somewhere. I said, do you really mean that? I don't know what it was now. But do we really mean it? Hallelujah. It's so wonderful. It's good to be here. So I'm just praying for this church. Yeah, Brother Tally and I got inspired. We came in here. We started praying. I came in here 2 days. I prayed. Brother Weininger told me, said, why don't you just go upstairs and pray? So I've been doing that around here. I hope some results. I hope God help us. I want God to help us. I know God can help us. He's a very present help. That's one scripture I got before I came here. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. And the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of sight. He said, we will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we'll set up our banner. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. Some trust in horses, some in chariots. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For they are fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. I'm just happy tonight. Amen, Brother Mike. I'm just happy. Because this is that. So I'm thankful tonight. Amen. It's so good to be here. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me joy this world never knew. Although I was a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. Oh, I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me joy this world never knew. And though I was a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me joy this world never knew. And though I was a beggar, I'm rich. I found a treasure. You found it? When I found Jesus, he gives me joy. This world, and though I was a man, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. Yeah, glory. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me joy. This world, and though I was a man, I found a friend. Hallelujah.
I enjoy that, brother.
Praise God. He's wonderful, isn't he?
I reach beyond measure.
I found a treasure.
This world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me a pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. This world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me a pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me a pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me a pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure. When I found the Lord, I found a treasure. When I found Jesus, He gives me pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me a pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure. I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. He gives me a pleasure this world can't give. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure when I found Jesus. Although I'm a beggar, I'm rich beyond measure. I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I found a treasure
Bless your wonderful name, O Lord. What good words we heard tonight. Hallelujah. Brother Mark Boyd and Brother Harden felt a good spirit. Hallelujah tonight. Anytime you talk about what the Lord has done for you and opening your eyes to what He's doing in the earth and the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm so appreciate the Lord touching us. Hallelujah. He loves it. It does something for you when you start praising Him and thanking Him, doesn't it? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Wonderful Savior. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let's thank Him before we go home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, dear Jesus. Be with my brothers and sisters, oh, God, as they go throughout the week, Lord. Cover each family with a special covering. Touch Brother Smith. Hallelujah. Touch his body, oh, God. Each and every one that's sick here tonight. Oh, Lord, we ask you to give them a special anointing.
Hallelujah.
Your spirit. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. 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 Touch Brother Crow, oh God.